Hey there, KMA Land. It's time for the Double X Factor here on KMA. It's 3 minutes of info presented by Spencer Williams and myself, Sandy Edie Hansen, each weekday with an intention of making a positive difference in your life and your personal growth journey. Now, this week, our topic is basically what to do when you don't know where you stand with someone. Now, this could be any relationship, friendship, family, work, you name it. When we don't feel like we know where we stand, all kinds of scenarios, meanings, and thoughts start to creep into your mind. We all do this. And this can be an especially negative vortex we can get ourselves pulled down into after a confrontation or a disagreement with someone. Now, I'm going to start today with some thoughts on work. I believe that any person in a job should know where they stand with their manager always. If you find yourself in a formal performance review and you're hearing them tell you things about your performance that you've never heard before, your manager has failed you. On the other side of that, if you don't know you're doing good work and that it's valued and appreciated, your manager has failed you. Building an environment or a culture in a company where people can try new things and thrive is built on people knowing exactly what they are and are not doing well. Now, my philosophy is that no one should ever have to guess where they stand on their performance in their work because, let's face it, not knowing where you stand is difficult and it can be a cause for great distress. No one does their best in ambivalence. It's really a lot like dating. When people don't know where they stand, they get uncomfortable. You're going to go out with this person and you really, really like them and you're all in, but they haven't been so forthcoming on how they feel about you. Now, when this happens, we become insecure and we begin to make decisions we wouldn't necessarily make in our calm brain. In other words, we might end up sabotaging the whole relationship just because we didn't have the courage or the self-awareness to ask, hey, where do I stand with you? Same thing applies in business. It can even happen in a selling situation. Like I said, it takes some courage and some self-awareness to bring yourself to ask if you are on track with this person. Asking for feedback is something we encourage all our staff, especially our new hires, to do. Don't wait around till someone gives you some kind of course correction. Ask for feedback as often as you can. Now, one thing I think that can make it super difficult after there's a conflict or a confrontation in a relationship is that very few people really know how to apologize in a way that affirms where the relationship stands after a hard interaction. So when I return on Friday, I want to share with you some components of a true apology that will have the potential to repair things with someone and also help you feel more compassion for yourself. Till then, later.